first, I apologize I kept you all waiting. The promotional ceremony, I had families and business to attend to. Normally I try not to do that. So here today to talk about some statements I made yesterday regarding licensing of undocumented immigrants. You know, I as a chief of police, public safety is my number one priority. I think that it would increase public safety in the state of California if the state would consider doing what it once did in the prior to the mid-90s, licensing undocumented aliens. Having a license creates a couple of things. It creates a form of responsibility. It also creates an obligation to carry insurance, to have identification, and to have the vehicle registered to the actual owner. All of these things would make motoring safer in Los Angeles and in the state of California. I think that it's time. I think it's time to consider this. I understand some of the objections. I think one of them could be met very easily the way the state of Utah did it, and that is to have a two-tier system where the driver's license for the undocumented immigrant is used for driving only and not as a form of permanent identification. And that would address some of the Homeland Security issues. Questions?
To that meeting of reporters and editors, that you still want a distinction between documented and undocumented drivers. Do you want to explain why?
You have to tell me, say that to me one
could
more
you,
time.
Could you explain why you think that it would be important to have a distinction between documented and undocumented drivers?
Well, I think it would be important to make a distinction because one of the strong arguments and one of the federal laws, one of the permanent ID laws, has concerns about the ability to identify individuals from out of country. And by having a two-tiered system, you could meet that obligation. Now, you could also make it available if the DMV was able to prove to their satisfaction the identity of an individual, then they would be eligible, regardless of their immigration status, for a full driver's license in California. These are all things that could be worked out. The main issue is that to create a de facto class of illegal drivers just based on where they're from has a couple of serious issues that go along with it. One, once you create them, create this class of drivers that drive outside the law, there's no reason for them to have insurance. There's no reason for them to have vehicles that are registered to the actual registered owner. There's no reason for them to stop at the scene of minor accidents. All of these things could be addressed by having a two-tiered licensing system.
So in essence, a two-tier system that you're proposing would enable a license to move along further, overcoming the objections to the threats to Homeland Security.
Well, you know, and that, of course, would be up to the legislature, but that is certainly an option. These are all things that could be explored. And there's nothing here that could not be worked out through thoughtful people who are able to talk about this in a rational means rather than a polarized nature.
How important is it to the city?
Well, I think it is important to the city. For one thing, people have to understand that it was 1994 or thereabouts when the state of California made licensing undocumented immigrants illegal. Since then, our immigrant population has increased by a million people in the state of California. This has had no positive effect in limiting illegal immigration. All it does is make our roads less safe than they could.
What about why in 1994 the legislation changed?
Large wave of immigration laws that was put into place. It was something that was done in the mid-90s. I think it was done with the intent of limiting the number of immigrants that came into California illegally. It hasn't done that, and that's what we have to realize. This has not been effective at its intended purpose. And when you find something that's not being effective at its intended purpose, then you should consider modifications. And I think that this modification meets the needs of the office.
What about the symbolism of rewarding people who have broken the law? You're sanctioning them by giving them an official driver's license.
Well, you know, I don't know that it's a reward. You know, you're stacking extra requirements on them. You're requiring that they be responsible drivers. You're requiring that they have insurance. You're requiring that they have the vehicles that are registered to them and not to a fictitious or a straw purchaser. I think you stack more requirements on them. You know, the reality is that if the purpose of this law was to limit illegal immigration, then it hasn't worked. And so you have to deal with reality, and that's my job as police chief, is to deal with reality. And the reality is that a large number